Time to check in with the Sacramento Business Journal. Sonia Sorich joins us now. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
A Sacramento restaurateur is caught in a legal dispute. This is the same franchisee we talked about recently who wants to convert his Dickey's barbecue pit sites into his own barbecue brand. He's in a fight now with the Dallas-based barbecue chain.
That's right. Jared Katzenbarger once had 9 Dickey's locations here locally. He converted one of those in Midtown Sacramento into a quick service Mediterranean concept called Gyro's Twisted Euros. The remaining 8 became his own brand, Sideburn, BBQ, and Brew. And in November, Dickey's filed an arbitration demand against Katzenbarger. The restaurant chain alleges the local restaurant owner breached his contract with Dickey's and violated franchise agreements when he closed and rebranded his former Dickey's sites. The restaurant chain's demand seeks more than $3 million in damages against the local restaurant owner.
Now, has he responded to the allegations?
Yeah, Katzenbarger actually filed suit against Dickey's in December in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of California. He claims the arbitration demand is not valid. Katzenbarger's attorney also says the restaurant chain misrepresented the nature of the franchise agreement to the former local franchisee. The attorney said Katzenbarger plans to sue Dickey's based on false representations of profitability.
Remind us what the backstory is here. How did this all start, and why were the local restaurants rebranded?
Well, the former Midtown Sacramento Dickey's became the Euro restaurant in early 2018. At the time, Katzenbarger attributed the decision to the high cost of doing business. And in November, when he told me about his plans to convert his 8 other Dickey's sites into his own barbecue brand, he suggested the Dickey's brand was struggling. Representatives from Dickey's, however, responded by saying their brand is strong and growing.
Some banking news. In September, the locally based El Dorado Savings Bank said it would be acquired by a Southern California bank, but now the deal is off. What happened?
El Dorado Savings was expected to be acquired by PacWest Bancorp of Beverly Hills, but the local bank didn't get the approval of 2/3 of its shareholders. The chairman of El Dorado Savings says the stock market's decline was a major factor in the deal's demise. When the deal was announced in September, PacWest had agreed to pay El Dorado Savings shareholders in cash and stock valued at $466.7 million. Since then, PacWest shares have fallen 28%, reducing the value of the transaction.
Well, what happens to the bank now?
Well, the leaders of El Dorado Savings are disappointed they couldn't get the deal done, but they say it's now business as usual for the bank. Placerville-based El Dorado Savings has 35 branches, many of which are located in small towns in the Sierra Nevada. El Dorado Savings had $2.17 billion in assets at the end of 2017, making it the largest bank based in the Sacramento region.
And Whole Foods has selected its Roseville location as one of 3 Northern California stores where it will pilot something new, pasta bars.
Yeah, the grocer plans to pilot pasta bars in its store in Fountains at Roseville this year, along with sites in Berkeley and Cupertino. You can expect both fresh bulk pasta and sauces designed for shoppers to pick up and cook at home. And while this is something new for the Sacramento area, Whole Foods already has pasta bars in some stores elsewhere, in places like the East Coast.
Why did Whole Foods choose Roseville?
Well, I don't have too many specifics on this decision in particular, but we do know that retailers and restaurant owners often use the city as a test lab for new concepts due to its demographics and fast-growing population, among other factors.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal. There's more business news at capradio.org/business, and follow us on Twitter as @capradionews.